VOA News Vera Beck. I'm Laurel Bowman. Across the globe, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the hardest hit country with more than 129,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths, Britain with over 44,000, Italy with more than 34,000, and Mexico with more than 30,000 fatalities. Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths on Sunday, that country's highest official one-day toll since the outbreak began in Iran in February. Morocco reports 698 additional infections, its highest one-day increase. Madagascar is under fresh lockdown following a new surge in infections. And Britain's police conclude that drunk people cannot effectively social distance, this after UK pubs reopened doors following a three-month hiatus. Meantime, a report in the New York Times says a group of 239 scientists from 32 countries will publish an open letter to the World Health Organization in a scientific journal this week. The scientists want the WHO to revise its recommendations about how to avoid coronavirus infection. They say the virus is airborne, with pop particles hovering in the air and in indoor spaces and infecting people who inhale its particles. The WHO says the virus is spread through larger respiratory droplets from an infected person's coughs and sneezes, and that these drops drop out of the air quickly because of their size. If the virus is airborne, the Times reported that the consequences for containment will be significant, with new preventative measures, including wearing masks indoors and overhauling ventilation systems to minimize recirculating air. The Times account says the picture which emerges is one of an agency that, despite good intentions, is out of step.